Welcome to Small Biz Flash, where owners and managers get their briefing on small business news, trends, and insights to make better decisions and increase their business's value. I'm your host, Adam Hewitt. Thanks for joining me. On today's show, we resume our multi-part series, Surviving the Economic Downturn, by turning our attention to how reassessing your value offering can help you retain customers who may be thinking of cutting back. That's coming up right after the news roundup. All right, let's dive in. Inflation seems to be cooling off a bit, which is welcome news to business owners. Two important reports were released in recent days that offer some hope. First, the Producer Price Index, a measure of wholesale inflation, rose 7.4% in November from a year earlier. That was down from 8.1% in October and a high of 11.7% in March. Second, the Consumer Price Index also eased last month to a year-over-year increase of 7.1%. It was the smallest jump this year. But experts still worry that the Fed's balancing act of trying to tame inflation with higher interest rates without wrecking the economy may prove unsuccessful, leading to a recession in 2023. Nearly half of small business owners, 47%, describe current conditions as middle of the road for their companies, according to the latest CNBC SurveyMonkey Small Business Index. In the survey of over 2,500 small business owners, 32% said current conditions were good, while 21% said they were bad. A majority, 58%, said they expected changes in government regulations to negatively affect their business in the next 12 months, and 61% said they expected changes in tax policy to negatively affect their business over the same time period. As I reported last week, rising interest rates are starting to be a real problem for small businesses, and 76% of owners said the higher cost of borrowing is negatively impacting their business. The career path of a small business owner may be less lucrative than the general public thinks. According to data from ZipRecruiter, and reported by Fool.com, the average income for small business owners nationally is slightly under $61,000. The state with the lowest average annual salary was Oklahoma at approximately $52,500, while New York State had the highest at nearly $72,000. The statistics include brand new ventures, which may explain the low numbers. You can find more information on this and other stories in the news roundup by going to the links in the show notes. Small business owners, your finances are the cornerstone of your business. You need the bookkeeping pros at SBS Accounting and Advisors to keep your AP, AR, and financial statements on track. For 16 years, the good folks at SBS have been helping owners like you make better decisions and grow their profits. Go to sbsaccountants.com today to set up a free 30-minute consultation. Use the promo code FLASH to get 20% off your setup fee. Again, that's sbsaccountants.com. Experts are predicting some tough times in 2023, and rethinking your value proposition is one way to contend with the challenges ahead. When you first started your business, you probably thought a lot about your specific offering and how that offering brought benefit to the marketplace. But as the years have gone by, perhaps you've gone into autopilot mode and need to get back to the fundamentals. Customers, whether individuals or other businesses, pay for value, and if you don't produce enough of it, they will fire you. A recession, which is probably on the horizon, is one event which triggers customers to rethink their buying relationships. Do they really need your product? Can they really afford it anymore? But there are other circumstances that bring these questions to the surface as well. When you're forced to raise your prices because of inflation, or a change in the client's ownership structure, just to name a couple. You just never know when a customer might have that debate over whether they're going to keep buying your products and services or forgo them. You certainly cannot prevent churn 100% of the time. But the best way to protect your company from losing customers is by always bringing maximum value. In the book, Value Proposition Design, Alexander Osterwalder and his four co-authors suggest that you identify as many customer pain points as possible that your product can solve. How many functional jobs, things that a customer needs to accomplish, can your product do? What about social jobs, or how your product can elevate the customer's status with others? Get creative as to how you could expand your product's value beyond just your primary offering. For example, if you're in the family portrait business, you could provide your customers with one photo shipped free of charge to a relative in another city with each purchase. Or, as the authors advise, go visit your customers and observe their behaviors, whether you're a B2C or B2B business. First-person observations and interviews are critical from time to time to keep your pulse on the customer's attitudes and preferences and will bring new ideas into your value proposition deliberations. Finally, put your value proposition into a short, memorable sentence, much like you would a mission statement. Once you construct it, can you proclaim it to the world enthusiastically and with conviction? If so, you probably have a winner. Thanks for listening to Small Biz Flash. I'm your host, Adam Hewitt. If you enjoy the show, please help me expand its reach by telling one other person about the podcast. I sure do appreciate it, and I'll see you next week.